All right, fans, it's Father's Day, and of course a very special day for us. We recognize all the fathers out there and all the things they do. But in some families, their father is not present, and whether it's an uncle, a cousin, a brother, a friend, a family friend, or a coach that substitutes in for the dad, we recognize you as well, and it could be a grandma or grandpa, too. So Father's Day is special for us, and it is special for me because we also give out the Uncle Abe Award. And the Uncle Abe Award is given out on behalf of my Uncle Abe Sarrett, who introduced me to baseball way back in the early 1950s when I was only 5 or 6 years old after my father had passed away a couple of years before that. And Uncle Abe gave me the love for baseball. Well, the story was told at a banquet years ago, and Al Casciato, Nick Bovis, and the folks over at the Lefty O'Doul Foundation said, we've got to give this award out every year to someone who gives of themselves, to young people in baseball, softball, girls baseball, it didn't matter, but someone who does that and gives the love of the game to a person or to a team or people in the community. This year, our award was given out at the San Francisco Italian Athletic Club banquet on May 16th. We thank Randy Basolo for that. Al Casciato substituted in for me. And, of course, John Dugan was there and the Dugan family, and I thank them for everyone. This year, the award is given out to Gerald Reeder, and Gerald is a worthy recipient of the Uncle Abe Award. And I had a chance to sit down with Gerald and talk to him about his community involvement and what the award means to him. It's a pleasure to bring Gerald Reeder to the show. Gerald, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning, Marty. Thank you so much for having me, and I'm doing great.
Well, we're very happy to have you, and of course, you are the 2022 recipient of the Uncle Abe Award, and you get a grant of $2,500, generously supported by John Dugan and Original Joe's. So we're happy to have you here. The Uncle Abe Award means an awful lot to me and my family, and you're a very worthy recipient of it, so we appreciate having you here. Gerald, let me ask you this. First of all, the banquet, the San Francisco Italian Athletic Club had their banquet on May 16th, and you were formally presented with the Uncle Abe Award that night. Tell me about the banquet and what it was like that night, and Al Casciato was nice enough to stand in for me. Go ahead.
Yes, it was awesome. The night was great. My wife was able to attend, also along with my son. I was totally excited and, of course, super nervous having everyone there. But to get that award in front of everyone, it was just a great honor. And I thank everyone that was there, especially the Dugans, for sponsoring this award and honoring me the way they did.
Well, we're thrilled to honor you and thrilled to honor Uncle Abe and remember mm-hmm. him every year. He's a very big part of my life. And I wouldn't be where I am today with the love of baseball without him. And that is something that has been transferred by you to so many young people in the San Francisco Bay Area. Tell us a little bit about your interest in baseball, how you got involved with baseball.
Well, baseball, obviously, like a lot of people, started for me as a youth. My dad passed away when I was 10 years old. My mom dropped me off at a rec and park center and said, here you go. And I was basically introduced to every sport that they had available. And of course, baseball was the one sport that I fell in love with. From there, went on to obviously play baseball throughout high school. Like the horror stories you hear, I injured myself my senior year, had an ACL tear, had it surgically repaired, tried to come back too early, so on and so forth, basically ended what I had as far as playing baseball at the age of 18. Had kids when I was in my early 20s. I started raising at a young age my first son, and from there, that was where the next stage of my life began, and that would be coaching baseball.
Well, we love it. Gerald Reeder with us, the recipient of this year's Uncle Abe Award. Tell us about some of the things you've done in San Francisco, some of the programs that you've been with, because it really is remarkable.
Yes. Initially, what we started in 2008 was called the TI Pirates, which was a batting cage on Treasure Island, and we worked closely with the San Francisco Little League. I started coaching with them and offering them batting cage time in our batting cages. From there, we started a baseball academy, which was called the TI Pirates, we would play baseball all around the Bay Area and traveled. And in 2008, it was just starting out. It wasn't something that was super popular. But we noticed that there was a disparity in the baseball community. Baseball, as you know, is an expensive sport, especially if you're traveling and going to these different cities. And it's a strain on some of these families. And we noticed that there were certain demographics that were being offered these programs, and there were others that couldn't quite afford it. So we decided to take our program and turn it into a nonprofit, which is the City Pirates, and offer our program to everybody so that not just one demographic can enjoy the sport. We wanted to offer the same level of training, the same level of traveling, and the same level of experience to everybody.
Boy, terrific, terrific. And just to wrap it up with you, and I'm so proud of you for this, Junior Giants Community Fund, you are the commissioner, and you've done so many things with the Junior Giants. That's fabulous.
Yes, the Junior Giants is an awesome program. Paul over there with the Junior Giants program offers the San Francisco Recreation and Parks Department a partnership where we have 1,200 kids that participate in our program each year. We're the largest Junior Giants organization in California, and we're very proud of that, and we're very thankful to be able to offer this through the San Francisco Recreation and Parks Department.
Well, we're very proud of you, and you're a worthy recipient of the Uncle Abe Award, and you get a nice $2,500 grant. What are you going to do with it?
What we're going to do is, like mentioned before, we were going to use that money to be able to offset the cost of a lot of this travel stuff and expenses that come along with travel ball. And again, we're going to be offering this to everybody. So this will make it possible that those that sometimes wouldn't be able to travel with us will now be able to come along.
Boy, terrific. Gerald Reeder, thanks for being on this morning. Congratulations. You are the Uncle Abe Award recipient for 2022. Gerald, thank you so much and congratulations.
Thank you so much. And again, I just want to give a shout out to all my colleagues out there with the San Francisco Recreation and Parks Department, the San Francisco Junior Giants, Stuart Hall High School, the City Pirates, also the San Francisco Bay Sox, and the NorCal Prospect Baseball Academy for allowing us to, again, offer these programs to everyone out here in the Bay Area.
We love it. Thank you, Gerald. More coming up. Adam Copeland joins us next right here on the Sports Leader.